The Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined Miami Seaquarium this month for not having a physical barrier between trainers and the killer whale, Lolita. It's considered a serious violation by the federal agency. They've required these protections since the 2010 death of a SeaWorld trainer in Orlando. Russ Rector is the president of the Dolphin Freedom Foundation and a longtime critic of Miami Seaquarium. He filed one of the complaints that prompted the agency's six-month-long investigation of the Seaquarium. Rector says it's becoming more important now to have a barrier between Lolita and her trainers because she's getting older.
She's coming to the end of her captive lifespan. And when animals come to the end of their captive lifespan, they get grumpy and they get agitated and they get crotchety, just like people do.
The general manager of Miami Seaquarium, Andrew Hertz, issued a statement regarding the fine. He noted that the investigation was not prompted by an incident within the aquarium, but by an animal rights activist group, which, quote, has other priorities and objectives besides employee safety. He wrote that Seaquarium's number one priority has always been safety and has cooperated with the investigation. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.